This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, 949, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Due to my poor clock management skills, we're not going to have a lot of time with Michael Williamson, CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana. They have a new ALIS report that's out, and Michael, we're not going to get it all in, so you're going to have to come back, but I do want to talk about it a little bit. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Yeah, I'm happy to be with you.
It's important stuff, so you can come back. Tell me, though, just to give us a little outline here, what does the new ALIS report show?
Well, unfortunately, the new House report shows that we still have about one out of every two households in Southeast Louisiana that are struggling and can't meet their basic needs based on a predetermined survival budget. And we've seen some alarming numbers when it comes to single moms who are ALIS at a much greater rate.
Michael, I think, and I'm just going to address the elephant in the room, I think sometimes when people hear single moms, they think of people that, you know, have 18 kids that are just sitting around the house all day long, not doing anything, kids running crazy. I'm just telling you what some people have in their heads, and that's not what we're talking about here. Accurate?
No, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about single moms could have, you know, two children in the household. They're working hard, often one or two jobs, but it's still not enough. To support their families, and at the same time, they often make a little bit too much to qualify for public benefits. And so they're kind of left out in the cold, so to speak. But these are hardworking, you know, women that have children that are trying to do all the right things.
So is there a reason why these numbers are up? I guess the number is up to 76 from, do you know what it was last?
So we saw, well, let's kind of paint a picture and look at the past 13 years. We saw an overall increase of 12%. You know, ALIS household increased 12%. We saw that, you know, households in poverty rose by 17%, and ALIS households, you know, grew by 21%. So I think what it tells us is, you know, families, individuals still aren't earning enough to keep up with the increasing cost of living. And so while we've seen a steady 49% the past couple of reports, the long-term look back on this tells us that this, you know, we're still at an alarming number. And it's largely due to increased costs and stagnant wages.
Yeah, I was going to say that when it comes to inflation, it's hit us hard, but I don't think people, when it comes to supporting charitable organizations or thinking about the people that depend on help from charitable organizations, realizes that it hits them as well.
Yeah, so the challenge is, once again, ALIS households are doing all the right things. They're working, you know, often more than one job, maybe a side hustle or gig, but they still don't earn enough to meet that basic survival budget, and they don't qualify for public benefits. And so the nonprofit sector has to step in and offer rent and utility assistance, oftentimes food assistance, you know, working with our food bank partners. So, I mean, it's a trend that we've seen continuously over the past 13 years. It's grown. But we also know that there are things we can do to help ALIS households not only, you know, survive, but thrive.
How does that manifest itself? I'm just curious, Michael, paint me a picture of what it looks like for a single mom that can't afford the basic needs. Like, what is life like in that household?
Well, I'd say two things. One is it is expensive to be poor. You often have to make tough choices. You if you borrow money, you pay more. You can't buy new automobiles. You have an older one that requires more maintenance. It just generally costs more for families who are already struggling. And then say, and it's a full-time job because I'm not earning enough, you know, through my job and wages. So I have to go out and search for nonprofit organizations that can help me put food on the table or help cover utilities periodically so I can pay all my bills. They make tough choices. So do I pay for food or I pay for medicine? Do I pay for the utilities or do I pay rent? And oftentimes we see these calls consistently. Folks are saying, I just need help this month. I fell behind because we had a crisis in the family. And that's an occurrence that happens a great deal.
What can people do to help?
So, I mean, certainly I'll plug, you know, United Way of Southeast Louisiana and through our network of prosperity centers. We're working with Alice households to help them become financially stable and independent, helping them with, you know, budgeting and saving, even on a lower income, but also helping them look for jobs that would pay a better wage so they can slowly get out of that circumstance. I say support United Way of Southeast Louisiana, of course, and all of our partners, nonprofits across the region that are doing great work trying to support Alice households.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. I really do. Michael Williamson, CEO, United Way of Southeast Louisiana. 76% of single mothers working can't afford basic needs, and you're between, you know what, in a squat because you're not poor enough to receive aid, but you're trying to make the ends meet and you're working, but then you can't afford child care. Then you got to get another job, which means, like you said, it's expensive to be poor. 9:54, 6 till 10. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got for us when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.